how to run a household. My son is starting his freshman year in college, a friend of ours told us recently, and I don't think he even knows how to boil water. Sure, we laughed, but Ever and I can both remember some embarrassing early college moments when we realized just how much we didn't know. Just days before that, as we were walking into Home Depot with our 15-year-old son, and this is the entrepreneur whose car detailing business we wrote about a while back, he took in a deep breath and said, "I love this place. It has the best smell in the world, but I have no idea how to use most of the tools yet." Ouch! And if we needed any more reasons to get more intentional about our household economy, we have only to look at the news that grocery store prices are up 14.5% over August 2021. The sagging economy impacts our homes, and we can't help but want to identify ways to grow in the art of managing a household. So whether your kids are heading back to school or you're launching young adults into college, now is a fitting time to focus on household economy, level 3 of your Trinity house. How are we running our homes and how well we're doing at preparing our kids to confidently step into overseeing their own household someday? Besides working with our own kids in the home, running our ministry's Trinity House Cafe and Market is like an unending workshop teaching Household 101 to the next generation. Since opening day 2014, and our 8th anniversary is just around the corner on October 1st, it's been a privilege to train over 120 staff in the basics of food prep, cooking, baking, cleaning, organizing, inventory, and customer service. Some of our staff have come from homes where this is all second nature, and many others needed to be taught the basics. Running a cafe may seem like a far cry from your home, but in fact, both are incubators for preparing youth and young adults for a life of service. So wherever you are at in your own journey of forming the members of your household, here are a few tools that have been helpful to us. First, encounter Jesus in his hidden years of Nazareth. By this, we mean to say that the vast majority of the earthly life of Jesus was spent patiently working and learning from Joseph and Mary. As parents today, we need to embrace the hiddenness of the quiet hours we invest with our children, teaching them and working alongside them in our homes. Secondly, start small and celebrate small wins. In our Instagram-perfect culture, it may feel like we'll never come close to teaching our children how to use all the tools or cook all the recipes. And that's 100% fine. Each family's reflection of God's own communion of persons is absolutely unique. And comparing ourselves to others gets us nowhere. Finally, look for daily ways to say, "Come here, let me show you something." In our own parenting, we've often found ourselves doing tasks solo because Ever and I finish them so much more quickly. But we need to slow down and invite our children to learn from us and share the work of the household, whether that's how to make a grilled cheese sandwich, use the weed eater, manage a savings account, or any of the other countless components of a home. It's a cliche, but we will say it anyway. The years fly. When our kids step across the threshold from their own hidden Nazareth and into a life of service, will they be ready? Will they know how to boil water, fix things around the house, and have a bit of a handle on the complexity and joy of running one? We parents are our children's first educators in the faith. And yes, we might say that we're also their first instructors in how to oversee the gift of their own little Nazareth someday.